this election is not going to solve three fundamental problems of the country. One is the question of durable peace and stability. The second is the birth of democratic Ethiopia. The third is a meaningful economic development. This election is not going to start to solve those things. So it is really, it is a question of, I think the ruling party is planning to have what we call in political science, electoral authoritarianism. I repeat it, electoral authoritarianism. That means using elections as a showcase to the international communities to get foreign aid or whatever. And that will not to look like good, the democratic thing that the West continue to give them international aid and so on. Otherwise, to the citizens, it is really increasingly becoming meaningless. And in fact, one of the major issues of this postponement is that largely across the country, people have very little interest to register as voters.
I wanted to ask you that question because the commission, the electoral commission, said that one of the reasons they are not having the election is that it has not been able to finalize voter registration. Do you agree with that assessment? And what do you think is behind the commission not being able to register people?
People are really totally lost interest in the elections. And even those who have registered so far, a lot of them are one or another forced, coerced, and the situation was done in a lot of mischievous ways. You know, what we are planning to probably achieve is what during the Soviet era elections, you know, that Joseph Stalin used to say to the people of Russia, you know, you vote, we count. So the election board is really, literally sitting there for such an action. To give a cover to the ruling party. Now we have totally lost any confidence in that institution.
Because there's no specific date when the elections will be held again. What are the implications if there are no elections?
In fact, you know, everybody knows that the election is going to be meaningless, that is, as it now stands. And what the government is trying to do is to buy time, to create a situation where it can get some legitimacy by conducting some sort of an election. But I don't think the election is really going to be meaningful and going to solve the country's outstanding political problem.
There have been several media reports about the situation in the Tigray region, particularly the presence of Eritrean forces there. Some accounts have talked about human rights violation in the Tigray region. What do you know about Eritrean forces in the Tigray region and what's going on there?
Well, the Ethiopian government admitted their existence, but I think the problem they're now facing is that the Eritrean side resisting withdrawal. And my reading of the American delegation is that they are facing resistance from both the Eritrean and the Ethiopian side for quick withdrawal of the Eritrean forces from Ethiopia.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Okay, thank you too.